Let's continue our talk about Harriet Beecher Stowe. Though today she is known primarily for her anti-slavery novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, she was popular in her day for other novels as well. In these books, she portrayed the 19th century New England middle class. These novels, a number of religious poems, and articles written for housekeeping magazines form her body of work. It's enough to fill 16 volumes, but only a small part of it is still read today. After teaching in a school managed by her sister, Harriet moved to Cincinnati with her father. There, he became head of a seminary. She was greatly influenced by her father's violent opposition to slavery. In 1852, after publishing Uncle Tom's Cabin in an abolitionist newspaper, she became active in the anti-slavery movement. Though Uncle Tom's Cabin was run in an abolitionist newspaper, she claimed it was not abolitionist propaganda. Harriet even claimed that the book was not directed against the South. Her most risky venture was begun after the Civil War. She bought a plantation to help the newly freed blacks. However, the farm was an economic failure. So too was her own economic life, for neither her husband's salary nor her own earnings were large enough to support a happy and comfortable existence.